This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buckle up, hold on tight. Time for the strawberry letter.
All right, here we go. Thank you, Junior, a.k.a. Nephew. Subject, I don't deserve any of this, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I have coached baseball for 10 years, and in those 10 years, I have never had a child quit my team, nor have any parents ever complained about my coaching style. Well, last year, a parent from the opposing team yelled at me and called me out of my name. It was all over whether or not his son was safe or out during a game. Things got heated, and we had a shouting match in the parking lot. Other parents and kids were around, but I didn't see it as a big deal. My team went on to win the Pee Wee Championship for 2017. After the big championship game, that same parent that I had argued with started rumors that I was a hothead with a bad temper and I should be replaced as the coach. I ended up having to go in front of our local Parks and Recreation Board to dispute the claims. After hearing from me and several witnesses, I was suspended indefinitely from coaching minors. This was a devastating blow because it's my daughter's first year on the Pee Wee team, and I won't be able to coach her. I also have been permanently banned from all of the parks, so I can't even attend my daughter's games. This is all a big mess. I merely argued with this other parent. I did not put my hands on him. Coaching baseball is my passion, so what can I do to clear my name and get back to doing what I love? Please help. Wow, so sorry this happened to you. This is crazy. This is an unbelievable story. And shame on the Parks and Recreations Board for not even considering your entire unmarked history with the team. You won the championship, all of that. You said you've never had any complaints. Well, surely the board knows that. If they don't, you got to let them know. But having said that, I just, these rules and standards at the park throughout, you know, they have to have some. It means that you shouldn't get into it with parents of your opposing team or any team as a leader. You can't do that. You know, you're an example out there to these young kids that you're mentoring and teaching and coaching. You have to have decorum. You have to have some sort of self-control. You have to exercise that around these kids. And I'm sure the Parks and Recreations Board don't want to see you, you know, do that in front of the kids. And that's one of the reasons they suspended you. But I'm just surprised that they don't know your record. They haven't seen, you know, what you've done with these kids. And for the last 10 years, were they just trying to get rid of you? And this was what they needed to do that? I don't understand. You're winning coach, all of that. But you snapped and you lost it. Surely you, if anyone, deserves a second chance. Steve?
Well, this letter has some missing information.
It does.
First of all, I feel for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, parents and these kids, they start more mess. More mess is started in the stands, on sidelines, and in parking lots than ever actually happens on the field.
That's right.
Now, this all started. Somebody got called out. It was all over whether or not his son was safe or out during the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the little punk-ass boy probably slow and was out.
Not slow, Steve.
Yeah, he's slow.
But
you know, when you get called out, it's because you wasn't fast enough getting to one of them bases
right,
or back to a base. And somebody said you was out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you out, man.
Daddy
and because
like
you don't have digital stuff like they do in the majors, you out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a parent who can't believe that they slow-ass boy is out.
Hey,
like he ain't ever been out before.
Hey, Steve.
Huh?
You know Carla is a cheer mom. You know she's on the sidelines. You know she
this is
screaming.
For her. I'm talking to her.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking to her, Shirley.
You know she is.
Whatever. Go ahead. Cheer.
I know why
Shirley, go ahead.
Shirley,
go ahead.
I said, I said the majority of the mess that happens happens in the stands, on the sidelines, and in the parking
lot. That's right. That's
not
right.
True.
This letter is going to be about Carla.
It is.
Within the next 2 years.
It's about Carla.
That's why she quiet.
That's why she is.
Now,
you
listen
haven't
to
heard
me.
A peep out of her.
A parent yelled at me for calling his son out, arguing about Saber. Like this boy. Listen, folks. Yo, if you play baseball, a great baseball player's batting average is 300. That's a great baseball player. You get a batting average by the corner by how many 10 attempts at the plate do you get safely on base? That's a 30% success ratio.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 30% successful in the major leagues, you are a very, very rich person. But you're going to be out seven times, some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Pop out, fly out, ground out, tag out, something. Mm-hmm. How the hell you got this little slow-ass 10-year-old boy, and now he out, you can't believe it. And I got some more news for you. Your little ass ain't going to be playing Major League Baseball either.
How you going to say that?
See? Uh-huh.
I can say that.
Listen to Carla. See?
Because his daddy going to ruin his damn career. Uh-huh. That's why.
No.
Well, now, things got heated. We had a shouting match in the parking lot. Other parents and kids was around. You didn't see it as a big deal. See, that when you said it got heated in the parking lot and got into a shouting match, what was shouting?
Ooh,
see, that ain't in the letter, Shirley.
He called him out of his name. That's all he said. Yeah.
But now, that could be a lot of things. I'm going to give you some examples that can get you banned from all parks.
That we could say on the radio?
See, he didn't. You didn't. No, I can't say none of this on the radio.
Oh, okay.
But you was gearing up.
Steve, you're down at the mentoring camp with 250 boys, getting ready to mentor them and set them on a path to great manhood and fatherhood and all those things. We applaud you definitely for that. And while you're there, you're still working. You're always working, always working. And we want to hear part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter, which is really disguised as a letter about Carla.
Yeah, this man then got banned from all parks and recreation. He can't go to games no more because he got in an argument with somebody on the opposing team about their slow-ass baby being out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
now, I done told you, 7 out of 10 is a major league player is out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're going to be out.
Yeah.
You get more outs than you do safes in baseball. Ain't nobody batting 600. They take the average 10 swings at appearance plates and the average times you get on base. If you 300, you're a rich person and you're famous and you're playing baseball the rest of your life. This little punk ass boy probably ain't even been on base ever this year. Slow ass.
Yeah.
Now he out. Now you in the parking lot arguing. Now you done got into a heated argument and you said it wasn't no big deal. Heated words was a change. You argued and all like this here.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say?
Ooh.
That now has it where your ass can't go to no damn parks, dog?
Yeah, he's banned from everything.
What did you say about this man's boy?
Yeah.
And see, the reason I know, see, what happened was after you went to the board in front of the Parks and Recreation Board, after you testified and witnesses, after hearing from you and several witnesses, you were suspended indefinitely from coaching minors.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
You can't even talk to kids no more.
Wow.
Yeah. You damn near got to get registered.
It's not that much.
Oh, Steve.
No, Steve. You're saying something so crazy. You little slow-ass boy. You are now in a sex
offense.
Why is he so You can't be around no more damn kids.
You can't
so what did he say to the parents?
He
I don't
want
a truck about your little slow-ass kid.
Steve. I say, man, I think that was a bad call you made about my son out there. You know.
You think what was a bad call?
He was, the way I saw it, he was safe. He looked safe to me.
Nobody give a damn about what you saw.
Coach.
Yeah.
You ain't the only one got eyes out here.
Well, you know, I mean, he come here every week, and all I'm saying is, you know, that reflects.
He come here every week. He ain't been safe 9 times this week. His ass is out.
But how you think?
Ass boy. How you lucky I got him on the damn team.
How you think that make him feel as a little boy for you to talk to him that way? When he feels he was safe.
Somebody need to raise him because you ain't.
Oh. You question his parenting skills?
Oh, now you question me as a parent?
I'm questioning you as a man with a boy that ain't really no damn baseball player.
My son is the best player on this damn team.
Man, your damn slow-ass boy ain't been on base this year and dropped 14 fly balls. He got 16 errors in 4 games.
That's because the sun was in his eye.
The sun in everybody's eye. Everybody the same sun on everybody else's out there.
Coach.
He's slow and he can't see.
I don't like the way you talk to me as a father, and I definitely don't like your coaching skills.
Man, truck you, truck your son, truck your team, and truck all these people in this parking lot that's standing around like your ass is witnesses.
You've been coaching for 10 years, huh, Coach?
I don't give a sugar honey ice tea about the parks or the damn recreation.
Obviously.
Well, I'm going to make some calls. You will not be here next year. That's for damn sure.
Oh, make a call, Twitch.
Make a call.
Why did give a sugar honey ice tea about no damn cow? You going to call on me? You're going to make like get your ass whipped in front of this little slow-ass
boy. You know what's going to happen? Make you turn in your cap and your whistle, damn it, right now.
My whistle.
Uh-oh.
Hold up, dog.
Uh-oh.
Hold up. You trying to take my whistle?
Uh-oh.
Oh. Well, I won't need the whistle because I'm going to squeeze your stomach because I'm going to push my whistle so far up in the crack of your ass.
Hey,
you
going to
blow my whistle for me. Damn right. Take the whistle. You going to be wearing the whistle in your ass.
Coach.
Oh, Coach, you out of here.
Coach.
I can't say all that.
Damn right I'm the coach. I run all this shit. What y'all ass looking at?
Wow. Well, we got our phones.
Everybody talking to y'all.
They're recording.
On the phone. All of this.
Well, coaching baseball is his passion.
Yeah, it is his passion.
Man, told you I was passionate about it. See, that's what happened to him.
Well, you surely
that's asked. What happens when you go in front of the Parks and Recreation Board.
Wow.
And then that's what the witnesses said.
And they got
said.
It on video. Huh?
So now he's miserable because now this is his daughter's first year.
Yeah.
And he can't even go to the parks. He's been banned from all parks, and you can't talk to no minors.
Oh, man. Yeah. He said some crazy
things.
What has
in.
Happened to
he
you? You're the equivalent of a registered sex offender.
Steve.
That's not equivalent.
Yeah, he got the same penalty. Let me tell you something. Sex offenders can't go within 200 yards of school. Playgrounds, nothing.
Yeah.
So now that's what didn't happen to him. Now, dog, I know you didn't tell us what all happened. We feel for you. The only suggestion I have is maybe you could transfer your daughter where you'll be able to go see her play. But why should she have to suffer because your inability to keep your cool? If I was you, I would appeal the decision. Go to the Parks and Recreation.
Yeah.
Tell him you sorry. Go to the opposing father and say, man, can you help me?
Yeah.
I won't coach, but I do want to see my child play. Would you
go
help
to anger
me,
management
please?
Class.
Yeah, and anger management, definitely.
Or a move out of state.
You kiss my... Or if you don't help me, then your ass is dead.
That's why you're banned. All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts today on the Today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.